Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. Are you calling in to cancel the account today?
No, ma'am. How you doing?
Okay. I'm doing okay, sir. How may I assist you today?
So I'm online. It's trying to charge me $1 for a tax report.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rejecting me. My credit card's good. I just called my credit card company and they said, no, everything's fine.
Okay. And what type of records are you trying to retrieve from the website, sir?
A copy of my property taxes, paid property taxes.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, let me explain to you what our website do, sir. Now, we provide public information, sir. We're a database company for all of our customers now to search property reports, vehicle reports, and search individuals, sir. Now, we are a third-party vendor, sir. We're not affiliated with the county and the state. So if you want a report, sir, of your property taxes, you will have to go to your local property tax officer in your city and state, sir, to do that.
Huh.
Yes, sir.
Can't do it online?
Not on our website, sir. Now, you can Google.
But why do you think it's turning down a $1 charge?
Well, now, let me ask you this, sir. Have you had an account with us in the past and you cancel it, sir?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And now, what about your wife? Have she had an account with us in the past and canceled the account?
She doesn't pay bills.
Okay. All right then, sir. So that's the reason, sir, you can't pull that report on our website, sir, because we're not affiliated, sir, with the county and the state, okay?
Well, I know, but it's asking me, it gives you my name and my credit card number and go through the process.
Uh-huh.
It just rejects it.
I'm not sure why it's rejecting the account, and maybe because your bank maybe has flagged it for being, a fraud alert. I'm not sure, sir. Okay. So.
Okay.
All right, sir. Is there anything else now I can assist you with today?
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right, sir.